Don't press that plunger. You can't press that plunger.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. No, you can't. No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
We present The Bridge Over the River Kwai, subsequently The Lawsuit Over the River Kwai, and finally Ministry of Hygiene Annual Report on the River Kwai.
You saw the film, you read the book. Now feel the suit as you heard it on the new wide stereophonic phonograph. Here it is as nature never intended.
By sitting on both sides of the room, you can hear the full range of Wilton carpets in wrinkled strin.
This is the story of brave men who volunteered to act these parts for money alone. It was 1962 in England, but still only 1943 in Japan. Such was the great difference in teeth between these two great religions. One day, roughly about midday, the island of Singapore fell under the auctioneer's mallet of the Japanese army.
Yes, it was most unexpected. We gave as good as we got. Bang, we went. Bang. But it was no good. They said it first.
That was Major Barbara. When things were getting tough, he rallied us round the white flag.
Rather than surrender, we gave ourselves up.
Yes. From Singapore, we marched 800 miles to a Japanese prisoner of war camp.
Yes, penetrating deep into enemy territory. Unarmed as well.
My name is Mr. Cody. When the war came, I changed it to Lieutenant Cody. It was cozier. I was serving under President Kennedy on board his yacht when we were sunk. I found some water, and I swam for it. Kennedy said he'd stick around till the papers got the whole story. I was picked up by a Jap patrol vessel and brought to the prison camp of Bitsukazi. I was there that morning when Major Barbara brought his men in.
Hey, Doc, look over here.
Hey, I wonder where they're from.
What's all this marching in step?
Oh, it's the tradition in the British Army. For instance, you know that the Brigade of Guards won't accept a man under 6 foot.
Well, why not?
Not worth digging him up.
Company! Halt! Lieutenant English, you can halt as well, if you so desire.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Terribly kind of you to halt me privately.
Voila! Oh, I am for you. Now, all listen. You all, my name... General Ichikuchi, Frank J. Ichikuchi, commander of prisoner of war camp.
Oh.
You all here to work. All prisoners in camp work. Tomorrow, you all prisoners work on Bill Railway Bridge over River Kwai.
When you say all prisoners work, I take it you don't mean the officers.
All work. All prisoners work. Or go back to Walla.
Perhaps you are aware of the Geneva Convention book ruling on officers?
I have not read book of Geneva Convention or seen a film. You all work.
I refuse.
Then you will be shot.
That's much more reasonable.
I count up to a one, then fire. 1 1/4, 1 1/2, 3 1/4, fire!
Suddenly, General, I see it all your way.
No, sir, we'd rather die than work.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Yes, of course.
General, if you shoot these officers, they'll hold it against you till the day they die. And remember, England still capable of sending a gum boot?
Very, very well. But I assure you how we are changed. Stubborn prisoners of London. Mukaya!
Hang 68,000 British officers were crammed into a small hut 2 foot high by 6 1/4 inches wide.
I can't stand it any longer. No food, no water. Then melt. I can't stand it.
Steady, Mr. English. We've only been in here 14 seconds.
I know, but there's a limit to what a man can stand.
Police, can I come in?
Only if we come out.
Ah, Major Balabala. I have changed my mind, socks and underwear. That is all a Japanese proverb. When the right knee of black wolf are wet with the rain of north wind, front tooth of purple hall will chew left ear of green dragon. Then green eye of yellow fox will see a purple moon.
Good.
Ah. It mean English a la officers, not warlock. Only privates a warlock.
For the next 3 days, the officers did nothing.
But we did it jolly well, sir.
Yes.
We kept aloof and refused repeatedly to dance with Japanese privates.
It wasn't easy.
The main body of British troops were set to work on building a bridge over the Kwai, and I mean that most sincerely.
Every morning we were up at 5 o'clock. No matter what the time was, we was up at 5.
We worked through the day, but all our thoughts were elsewhere.
I wonder what the folks back home are doing.
We ain't doing anything, mate.
Mother. That night, General Ichikuchi asked Major Barbara to report to his billet, where he was to talk in the privacy of his own pants.
Is that you, Major Barbara?
I can't see. It's rather dark out here.
Ah, please to come in, all.
Thank you. I hope you don't mind. I've brought Captain Donaldson, the M.O., along, in case he gets ill.
Ah, I have asked you here for a good reason.
Well, I hope I can give you one.
Ah, I have just received a letter from Emperor Tojo. He say, bridge over River Kwai must be finished by April 1st.
April 1st? What's today?
April 14.
It's not going to be easy. The next April the 1st is a year on.
Oh.
But if we were to go backwards, sir, that way it's only a fortnight away, you understand?
Oh, yes. Good fellow. About time. Yes, look, there's April the 1st behind that bush over there. Ah, hello. General, I think we might be able to accommodate you.
There's just one question, though, sir. How long is this river?
It is 6,000 miles.
And how wide?
Oh, it is 300 feet.
Then I suggest we build the bridge across it.
Oh!
On April 6th, the monsoons came.
And they couldn't have come at a worse time. Bang, in the middle of the rainy season.
This is going to hold up work on the bridge.
Uh-huh, here comes the old man. I better slip out of this dress.
Eyes, front.
At ease, gentlemen. I understand you all wanted to see me.
Yes, we did.
Yes, sir. The men want to know what your views are on escaping, sir.
Escaping? Where from?
Here, sir.
Escaping from here? Oh. Is it something I've said?
Well, one of the men has already planned to make a break, sir.
Is he mad?
He has a certificate, sir.
It means certain death.
It is a death certificate, sir.
I see. Who is this man?
Me, my good man.
Well, off you go, then.
All right, I'll
do it. Wait a moment, wait one moment. I haven't seen you around this camp before.
I didn't know you cared.
Where were you captured?
I wasn't. I was sent there by the British Army.
What's your name?
Field Marshal Eccles.
Fantastic. Stop. Typing error.
How did you attain this rank, sir?
I was baptized Field Marshal Eccles.
I've changed my mind about escape, gentlemen. It's the duty of every British soldier called Field Marshal Eccles to escape. Good luck, and here's a pound. If you ever get to London, it might come in handy.
There's mosquitoes.
Hey, Eccles. Hey, Eccles, are you awake?
Yeah, that's why I'm standing up. What's the time, Yankee buddy?
Let's have a look at your wristwatch. It's midnight.
Yeah, that's it. It's midnight.
Hey, look, I'm going to make the break with you.
Oh.
You go first and I'll follow.
When?
After the war.
Yeah, but if you...
Look, just a moment. If either of you get to the stage where you know there's absolutely no hope,
yeah?
Take one of these little black capsules.
What are they, Doc?
Concentrated licorice. They give a man something.
Thanks, Doc. I'll always remember you for this.
Indeed you will. Well, good luck, chaps.
Run for your life!
Both the American and the Field Marshal escaped, except the Field Marshal. He was recaptured, clubbed, thrown over a cliff in a manner to which he was accustomed, strangled, struck on the knee, and severely reprimanded with a mallet.
It didn't hurt.
A meaner time. Greenage, a meaner time. Work on over and under bridge. Gonna tin you. Gonna in you. Gonna mkike. Gonna... Mahone, Kanna, Kanna, Nitinia, Kanna, Kanya.
Sergeant Quatter, you say the river bottom is sandy.
Right, sir. The river bottom is sandy, sir.
Good. Have you any knowledge of trees?
I was born in one, sir.
Good. You see those wooden ones across the river?
Personally, sir.
Think you could chop them down?
Not from here, sir.
Well, get Private Blicks. He's a lumberjack.
I'm sorry, sir. He's bed down at 10B, sir. Got a broken arm, sir. Can't chop down trees with a broken arm, sir.
Couldn't he try an axe?
Hello. Huh?
Field Marshal Eccles, how are you getting on as a sanitary orderly?
I want to speak to you about that. Since I've been doing that job, the men make me sleep outside in the snow.
Snow? Snow in Burma?
No, Switzerland. That's where they make me go. Here, by the way, any news about that American fella?
Don't worry. I made it. I'm safe.
Where are you?
I'm now in Ceylon, recovering from the treatment I received in a British military hospital. At this very moment, I'm in a jeep on my way to report to a secret commando depot.
Can I see your permit, sir?
Sure. There.
This permit is for a dog, sir. Oh, well, it appears to be in order. You'll find Colonel Hawkins behind this knock. Come in.
Lieutenant Cody, reporting for duty, sir.
Oh, yes, come in, Lieutenant. Pull up a chair.
I'd rather stand, sir.
Well, stand in a chair, then. We respect American traditions. This is Brigadier Stutling Grope, MC, and Pin, who started his career as Sophia Loren.
Yes, it's been a long, hard climb, you know.
How do you do, sir?
I do, yes. Look, you are familiar with the prison camp at Bitsakazi, aren't you?
Oh, sir, I wouldn't say familiar, sir. Just good friends.
Oh, Look, according to British intelligence and a man called Tom, the Japs are forcing Allied troops to build a bridge over the Kwai. We intend to destroy it. Kaboom, thang, blat, kapoor. That, or perhaps maybe biff, boom, thud, crash. One of those two combinations should prove fatal.
But, sir, this sounds like an all-British affair. Why do you want me, an American, to go along?
Why? Well, it's going to be dangerous, and if anyone gets killed...
Yeah?
We want it to be you.
No, sir. As much as I appreciate this honor, sir, I can't go. I'm a married man, sir.
We can arrange a divorce.
But, sir, I love her.
So do I. That's why I'm sending you.
Is there something between you and my wife?
Only the clothes we wear.
Give me a fortnight to think it over.
Right. 2 weeks later.
Okay. I'll go.
Good. You leave at dawn tonight. Good luck to you.
That night, I couldn't sleep. I took 4 straight bourbons and a small Methuselah of scotch. It was no good. At 3 in the morning, I was still wide-eyed. I took out a sleeping pill, woke it up, and swallowed it. It was hot, so I stripped and laid on the floor, at which moment the officer in charge of the club asked me to leave. Fancy that.
Major, tonight I ask you to have a dinner to discuss progress on bridge.
I never play cards, General. Having made my joke, I will say that work on the bridge is satisfactory. It's still standing, anyway. I say, these are delicious. What are they?
Chopper sticks.
Beautifully cooked.
Now, Major, it are 3 days to promise opening of bridge. You think it will be ready?
We shall do our best.
Do your best. Is that the best you can do?
General, there is an old English proverb. I can't quite remember it at the moment.
Bridge must be ready. Have promised Emperor. Must not lose a face.
I think you could well afford to lose that one.
You insult me. Please for Twali. Go. Keep Japan yellow.
There will now be an interval. Ice creams are on sale on the other side of this record. Thank you.